down at the tunnel, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, Kelly.
A great big win for your team, and looking back, probably the best second period of hockey I've seen them play in a long time.
Well, we needed to play better, Kelly. We didn't have a particularly strong first period. I thought we had too many turnovers in the neutral zone, which allowed Mankato to kind of get some momentum as the period went on. But I thought we got better, and obviously the special teams were a key part of that second period. But anytime you can get a pretty good-sized crooked number in a period, that's going to help, and that's what we did.
And Emily Berglund with that shorthanded goal, the first shorthanded goal of the season for your hockey team. Oh, what a great play there by Bergie.
Well, it was a great play by AJ.
Yeah.
Just to make that play behind her back and to have the vision to see that she was there, and then Bergie finished. So what can you say? She's up to, I think, 15 goals now, and that's pretty impressive in this league.
Very impressive. Another big night for Lauren Miller.
Lauren was outstanding. Like you said, when she gets going, she can be a difference maker. She was tonight. I thought she was outstanding.
Brittany Mo came up with some spectacular saves. Really tried not to say the word shutout, and unfortunately, there they took that one away from her there late in the third. But she had a great game as well between the pipes for your team here on senior weekend.
She did. Yep. That's a typical Britt game. She came up big when we needed her, and I thought particularly in the first period, she was just real solid, and obviously kept them off the board, which ultimately helped us out in the end.
That game got a little bit physical there in that second period. Not used to seeing the Mavericks playing that kind of a physical game. What did you tell your team after that second period? Because things got a little bit better there in the third.
Well, we just talked about being disciplined, staying out of the penalty box. But they've had quite a few games like this now, so I think that's a new style. That's the way they want to play. We just had to stick to playing our game, moving our feet, moving the puck. The big thing was just stay disciplined, because there was a lot of stuff going on. And I thought for the most part we did that in the third period.
You guys hadn't won here on a Friday at home since November 18th against St. Cloud State. You beat them 6-2. That was the last time you guys scored that many goals. Of course, the next night that you played St. Cloud State, you lost that game. What do you guys need to do to come out here tomorrow and win?
Well, we just it's a big game. I mean, obviously we know where we're at. We know what we need to do, and tomorrow we have an opportunity to, like I said, even if we don't get the help elsewhere, we want to continue to play the way we're playing, and certainly there's a lot of positives in tonight's game. Now let's go finish the weekend off and have our seniors finish their careers here in this building on a high note.
Coach, have you paid attention to tonight's scores?
We have, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything can happen. Probably won't know where we're going until after tomorrow night, I'm assuming.
Well, it's just the St. Cloud, Ohio State, and our scores. Those are the ones that matter. So if we're all in the afternoon, we'll know by the end of our game more than likely.
Coach, congratulations again on a big win here tonight at home, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the pregame show.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.